Yeah, what I would like to say is that I'm going to play a recording of Marshall Rosenberg, who is speaking. It's only, I think, 48 seconds. And I already know that when I hear it, it really speaks to me. And I hope it speaks to you when you hear it. And I believe at the same time that it speaks for itself.
So what you're really talking about is conserving freedom.
Being conscious that you're free to choose at every moment. And not only are we free to choose, but I also want us to be in awe and enthralled that we not only are free to choose, but we are so enormously powerful to choose that which gives us enormous joy, which is to enrich life.
Yes.
We can enrich life every moment. And we have enormous power to do that. Words can do it. We know that. Our touch can do it. Our presence can do it. We are enormously powerful creatures. Every moment.
So what is up for me is that I'm really grateful for what this man has brought, well, to the world and to myself. And you would like to hear it again.
Yes.
I'm not wanting to share more, although I could share, yeah, one thing. I was with Tara in England in, I think, 2012, when we did our assessment for certification, and when everything was done and over with, and we would be, we had heard that we would be recommended. There was the not knowing how do we close this session, and so I suggested let's bring in Marshall. And so we played this at that session as well. Not really working.
What you're really talking about is conserving freedom.
Being conscious that you're free to choose.
Kind of bullets in
about is conserving freedom.
Being conscious that you're free to choose at every moment. And not only are we free to choose, but I also want us to be in awe and enthralled. That we not only are free to choose, but we are so enormously powerful to choose that which gives us enormous joy, which is to enrich life.
Yes.
Okay. We can enrich life every moment. And we have enormous power to do that. Words can do it. We know that. Our touch can do it. Our presence can do it. We are enormously powerful creatures. Every moment.
I like to connect the emotion you got. What was it actually?
It was gratitude for for what he has created and for his legacy, and also I'm tapping in with the connections that I have had with Marshall. I think I've had for over 35 days that I've been in a room with Marshall, which is almost unbelievable. And I'm just this speaks to me and it reminds me that in fact I know that whom I am now is I'm carrying some of his energy and some of his work, and that I have been and I'm empowered by what he has contributed to me. So that's the that's why I there is gratitude. I'm grateful. And I don't know whether I dare to share that on the last day of the first training that I was with him, well, he gave me some words. He said some words to me, and I still hear him saying what he said. And I'm still a little bit puzzled about what he said, but I think I would like to share what his words were. He was saying, well, Valentina and I, we were sitting last night on the sofa or on the couch and speaking about you, and he said, and we concluded you are really alive. That's what he said to me. Yeah. That is meaningful for me. I didn't know what it meant to me then, but now I think with this life program, I believe it helps me to enjoy life. I would like to share how these words that you have heard speak to you. I would love to be included in your sharing.
I feel a lot of tenderness inside myself when I listen to you, and the love I it's resonating with you expressing this song. Really tenderness.
Tears were coming into my eyes, and it was such a precious reminder of how powerful I am. So thank you.
I immediately, as I heard even the beginnings of his voice, not the words that were said.
Excuse me?
I said at the beginning, as I heard from the beginnings of Marshall's voice. It's here now so strongly. Like this fluttering of just being in love with love. And what's coming up when you're sharing also is just such a impulse of gratitude for whatever this mysterious force is that plays as inspiration and love and guidance through the heart of beings. And I'm just so touched by Marshall's presence in my life and that ongoing presence of that guidance. And thank you so much. I feel so much gratitude and God that you decided to share this morning. Yeah, my whole body's really alive right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
What comes up for me is that moment that sometimes these small moments, one touch, one word, that makes a world of difference.
For me, I had a most profound experience in an IIT that in 2010 that I did with Marshall, and it just, the minute that I heard his voice, that just brought up the whole array of that experience that and I just felt a great sense of love and joy, and details of that 9 days popped up just like flashes in no particular order. It was really marvelous. I feel so blessed to have experienced that.
Is that something that happened this morning, I feel triggered by an old memory. When he talks about power, I have a bit more confidence to just hold that kind of pain. So that gives me some soothing, some confidence, and not to push it away.
To speak up because I'm crying. My voice is trembling. And at the same time, I really want to share that when I heard his voice, I remembered the two sessions I had with Marshall. And in one session, he went into the role of my mother. And you can imagine the second session, he went into the role of my father. And both sessions showed me that I really have the choice how I look at my parents. That was an enormous shift for me in my life. And I'm so grateful for this work. And hearing his voice triggers in me how much I miss him. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
I have a thing with his voice also, and for me he is living proof that it doesn't matter if you can sing in tune, it's the message that you bring across. And I have this CD with all of his songs done by himself, and I cannot hear anything out of tune. I mean, I'm not good at music anyways, but for me it is just perfect beauty, every note that he sings, and I like to turn it on when I clean the house because it makes cleaning the house a wonderful experience. somehow it really connects to my heart right away, you know, just by the way he sounds, and he's really speaking from the heart with the messages he has to say.
Connie, actually, I never met Marshall Rosenberg, and sometimes I feel connected to people that are already dead. I can feel that also with Bob Marley or Arsen Goenka. Well, and it's. I'm glad actually that the person who has been in contact with Marshall Rosenberg can share, because I can. Through you, I can feel something alive about him,
mm-hmm.
And I'm touched by that. Thank you very much.
A smile came up when you were telling what he shared with you, and I guess he had a special kind of humor. I guess in some doubt, it just made me smile. It's and for me it's tenderness. So.